Okay? Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order at 7:22 p.m. on Monday the 8th. Just as a recap, we a moment ago received the Corporate Challenge Trophy as the winner of the Corporate Challenge for 2014. And we also swore in two new police officers, Ray Carpenter and Scott Valentic. So, let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Wiggold absent. Ward.
Everybody okay?
Roll Mine absent. Penrod here. Simpson.
Here.
In front of you are the meeting minutes from our last meeting, which was on August 26th. Were there any changes or corrections that need to take place? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes from the Tuesday, August 26th, 2014 meeting.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, motion by Nicole, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Okay, so we are going to recess the Common Council meeting right now and have a public hearing on the budget. So we'll call the public hearing on the budget to order. Rosie, do you want to kind of talk a little bit about that, or we can tag team? Or
well, I guess everything is the same as what was presented to each one of you that we've kind of met on individually. I don't know if you have any questions. It is high, I'm guessing by about 400,000, which we do have to make some cuts, but a lot of it is in our just readjusting like our cash and stuff. So we'll probably end up coming back after the final approval in December.
And as a kind of a note to that, there have been very few changes from last year's proposed budget. Last year we cut, $500,000 roughly from our budget. So I asked the department heads to come back and propose basically the same budget from last year. So really hasn't been many changes in regards to that. There will be cuts, as Rosie said. We don't know how much, but we're trying to kind of conserve some cash to roll into next year's budget to make sure things are fully funded. We've also been able to switch around a couple of things. For instance, a lot of the street paving budget has been moved over to CIP for capital improvements. That's a way to kind of protect the street paving budget that got slashed pretty dramatically last year. While we're able to do some really good stuff this year with the money we had, it wasn't anywhere near adequate to be able to consistently keep up with the paving operations. Each of the tax budgets themselves took some hits. We're able to cut some things. Utilities, as you well know, are not necessarily, they're not tax budgets, but they will be, those budgets will be coming in front of you for the passage of the budget. This is, of course, just the hearing. In and of itself, there is money set aside for aquatic facility. There is money set aside for, like I said, street paving, for unplanned projects, for economic development purposes, as well as your normal staffing, all the different departments, road salt, things to that effect. Which is a side note. I think we mentioned at the last meeting, but road salt is up 30%, 50%, 75%. So so we're going to have to figure out a way to manage that. But overall, the budget is not dramatically changed from the previous year, from previous year proposed budget. We've had a lot of growth this year. We don't know where the assessed values are going to come in, obviously, so that's going to impact, of course, the tax rate in and of itself. Whether positively or negative, we don't know. But I think we provide a great service to our residents at the tax rate that we have. If you look at our tax rate versus many other communities, we're at a pretty good place. We're actually at a really competitive place. So with that, I will open the public hearing to anybody who'd like to make comments. Hearing nothing, we'll close the public hearing and keep them, I forget the name, but basically go back to the city council meeting. In front of you is a official proposal. I talked to you at the last meeting about changing the observance of Columbus Day. After talking with the department heads, here is my official proposal. And that's that we officially observe Columbus Day for departments other than police, fire, and dispatch on Friday, December 26th, rather than on Monday, October 13th, as originally scheduled. October 13th would only be observed as a holiday by police, fire, and dispatch. City Hall would then be closed on December 26th rather than October 13th. By observing the holiday, I do believe that we're going to experience greater productivity. And based on discussions with department heads, the proposal isn't going to mess up schedules, which is nice. And I do believe that the employees will appreciate not having to take necessarily a personal vacation day on the 26th. Of course, non-public safety employees is what I'm talking about. And if enacted tonight by you, we will send out a memo to employees tomorrow to notify them of such, which would give them more than a month, more than a month's advance notice. So, comments, questions, thoughts, concerns? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
I move that we change the observance of Columbus Day as set forth by the mayor's proposal.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Bill, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Thank you. We will notify our employees tomorrow regarding that. Okay, we're going to do department head reports. And so we will start with Sean Lickey.
We've been very busy as a department. A lot of development going on right now. We're still including commercial projects on a weekly basis now, which is a good thing. We had a pulled it last week, a semi truck caused a small outage in town and did a lot of damage. So we got that back up on Labor Day, Friday or Labor Day weekend. We got backed up in a few hours, so I spoke with Mike, the water park went down. If we were going to be out for a prolonged period of time like that in the future, we're going to work together to get them back on the river, I think. But at the time, we're getting wires on the top of the truck and getting the truck around the truck is a bit of the biggest concern at that point. But other than that, just got any questions?
Okay. Questions? Thank you, Sean. Kelly?
We're chipping brush this week. That's about it.
Okay.
Everybody's on it.
Okay. Questions of Kelly? Wonder, Kelly, if you've seen an increase. We've had a couple of windy storms come through. Have you guys seen an increase in...
Last, I think it was maybe 2 months ago. That was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff
that was when the windstorm actually came through, I think. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Questions of Kelly?
And the salt thing, well,
yeah.
75%, it was more like 40%.
40%.
It went from $61 a ton to like $99.
Yeah. I think though, NDOT had said that it was 75 to 100% they were experiencing. So I don't think you're actually that far off. I mean, for us, we got a good deal, I guess, theoretically. Okay. Thank you. Tim?
Last week we had a command staff meeting and a trainers meeting last week to schedule some more trainings in 2014, also to talk about trainings to be scheduled early on in 2015. Obviously, we have two new officers sworn in tonight. They've both gone through the 40-hour pre-basic, so they're in the field training process now. One's on seconds, one's on thirds. They'll do 4 weeks, and then they'll switch shifts and FTO officers. So we hope to have them trained and in the solo phase by mid-November. Over this weekend, we had our second EVO training, which is emergency vehicle operations. So we had numerous officers this weekend going to that training. That's about it.
Questions of Tim? Thank you, Tim. Michael?
We got a new additions going in. We're getting some new services going in there. And also, we're about a block away from having the Elm Street project done.
Cool. Very cool. Questions of Mike? Thank you. Terry?
Have a meeting scheduled later this week with SDS Communications and Spectrum Engineering on the internal network as far as the fiber is concerned. So we're going to work out the details on that. Amy will be in school all week in Kosciuszko County doing IDAX training. That's all I have.
Okay. Questions of Terry? Thank you, Terry. Mike?
I spent most of the day working on the NetDMR, which is an electronic filing report with the EPA and the state electronically instead of having paper. Working through that, hopefully I pass the test period today, because they don't allow you to go on to the real one until you pass the test. So hopefully I pass that today. Next week I'll be out a couple days in Fort Wayne, Grand Wayne Center for the Alliance of Indiana Rural Water, their fall conference. I'll be taking some seminars over there and also obtaining CUs for my license. I got notification from IWEA, which we are members of, for the conference in November, and they've got a lot of seminars and courses that are going to be on phosphorus, which we talked about the last meeting. So I'm debating whether I'm always sent a couple people to that for CEUs, and I'm debating whether I go down myself for some time to gain some more knowledge on the phosphorus. And I've also signed up today for a webinar on phosphorus removal that I got a notification on, so I'll be doing that. I'll spend a lot of time on that right now. And that's about all I got right now.
Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Marsha?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
Jackie?
Nothing.
Okay. A couple things for your information. Obviously, as you probably well know, the IACT, the Association of Cities and Towns Annual Conference, is in Fort Wayne starting tomorrow. So there will be a handful of us that will be there. Redevelopment Commission is scheduled for tomorrow, midday. They have a lot of really big projects on the horizon now. As you know, the Eagles demolition is occurring. And that's a project that is going to be really, really big for downtown. So we'll kind of see how that develops. But the Redevelopment Commission is really doing a great job with spearheading some downtown development in that regard. Or redevelopment, I guess I should say. We've been working on, as Sean had said, a lot. There's a lot of development that's really kind of hitting right now. Thank you, Jackie, for leaving the Planning Commission meeting to get here. Planning Commission is taking on a rezoning request for the former Bluebell building to change it from an I-1, I think, or an I-2, something like that, to an R-3, which is a high-density residential. So that's kind of a cool thing that's happening. And I think that's about it. Fall Festival is coming along very, very well. We're working on kind of putting the last few things together. Main Street's kind of taking that and running with it, which is great, but the city, of course, is being a part of that. Nicole? Anything? Sorry. Bill?
Nothing.
Press. Okay, I don't think I have anything else, so is there anything else for us? For sure? Okay, meeting is adjourned.